singing in the genes. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. When it comes to vocal communication, we have more in common with birds than any other kind of animal, including other primates, from the way babies learn to talk to the complexity of our vocalizations. Now, researchers have found that this is due to similar gene activity in the brain. Duke neuroscientist Eric Jarvis and his team compared gene expression in the brains of birds and humans.
We found 55 genes that are shared in their increased or decreased synthesis in the brain areas for speech in humans and the brain areas for song learning in parrots, hummingbirds, and songbirds. What's remarkable to me is that it's not just one gene, two, or even five genes. It's tens of genes that show convergence, which suggests that there is some type of limited way in which nature has to evolve a complex circuit for speech.
The research appears in Science magazine. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.